Welcome back to the Expressions of Destiny podcast. This is Jennifer, your host, and I should be telling myself welcome back, actually, because it has been a while since our last episode. The last time we recorded was on April 8th, so it's been well over a month, and I think today we're just going to talk. I just want to share a little bit about what's going on in our life, and then it will lead into what has been on my heart, you know, just to talk to you about as we get going here again on the podcast. And so, let's just jump right into it. So today is Sunday. I normally don't record on a Sunday, but I just felt strong in my heart just to get on here and just share what all that has been going on. And so, on April the 8th, I shared a message called "You Are Not Invisible. Sometimes They Are Blind." And, straight from my heart, you know, things that I know that I've gone through in my life. And then come April 14th, we lost a very, very, very special person in our life. My husband's mom, my mother-in-law, Loretta, she passed away on that Sunday, which was, I believe a week from the last time we did an episode. So with that came a lot of travel, a lot of family time, a lot of back and forth and trying to, you know, get things done and help the family as the family's helping us. And so it was a very challenging time, a lot of sadness, grateful that she's no longer in pain, but, you know, the thought of missing her and just what an absolute strong pillar she was for our family. And so, after the travels and everything, came back for about a week, to work. And then I was off for almost 2 weeks. And that was because now we had to jump right from, you know, celebrating my mother-in-law's life, through her celebration of life, her service and the funeral, straight into, graduation. And so, a lot of mixed feelings, a lot of mixed emotions, you know, something that you really hoped and wished that person could have been here and been a part of. We kind of knew she wasn't going to be able to physically make it down here to Florida just because of her sickness, but to feel, you know, the realness of her actually being gone in those moments, it was hard. But there was so much support, so much love, you know, family showed up and we got to spend time with my husband's family, you know, during the loss. And we got to spend time with my family during the celebrations. And my sister-in-law, you know, came as well. So parts of both families were here. And it was just such a beautiful thing to see. But that's what's been going on in life, you know, loss and gain and mourning and celebration. But we make it through. We press through and we love on each other. We strengthen each other. And so I just wanted to share that with y'all because it's just a reminder that life happens. You know, this podcast is my favorite thing to do out of all of the business and ministry things that we have ever done in our life and are doing right now currently. This is my absolute favorite thing to do is to get on here and just talk to you and encourage you. And so not being able to do it has been so frustrating, but at the same time, it's a reminder that life happens. Sometimes we have to stop and push something aside for a moment to really focus on the priorities in our life. You know, the things that we cannot change, but the things that are going to help us to grow and to keep pressing on. And now I get to share, you know, my wonderful mother-in-law, you know, the love that she poured out on everybody and the celebration of our daughters and the celebration for myself as well. You know, I've been going through school with them and graduated the day right after them, walked the same stage, and what a blessing it was. An absolute whirlwind, roller coaster, fanatic time, just so many things, just so much. But, you know, going through all of this really brought me to my next topic. And it really had me reflecting on life itself and on the things that we strive to do and accomplish on a daily basis. And after our daughters cross the stage, you know, I think about that. We have to go back and really, really think and process that they were homeschooled high schoolers that graduated last year from high school. They graduated in their junior year, but they took on dual enrollment at the college here in the area, and they graduated with their associates in the month that they would have been graduating with their high school diploma. And we are so, so proud of them, you know. I know they're glad that it's over. I'm glad that it's over. The classes that I have been diving deep into, you know, sometimes we were all sitting side by side doing our schoolwork, and other times I was sitting in my office while they were sitting in the dining room table doing their college courses, and it was exhausting. And now we get to take a moment to breathe and to reflect. And the question that came to my mind is, what do they want to do next? And I know their heart has always been to be part of our business and what we do, because it's really more of our purpose as a family, you know, part of our ministry. The business ties into that, but first and foremost, we have a ministry just to serve others, to love on others, to encourage. The business comes along with that, you know. How much more can we help you in specific areas? But first and foremost, we're here to serve. And they absolutely love that. And they love giving. And they love blessing others. And so I get these questions a lot from people about, well, what are the girls are going to do next? Are they going to go sign up and start on their bachelor's? You know, are you going to encourage them to get their bachelor's? Are you going to, are they going to get a job? You know, are they going to do a internship? Or there's all these questions of what are they going to do next? What is next? And honestly, there's never really been a push and a drive from my husband or myself with the girls. They've kind of always chosen or decided what they wanted to do, and we were just a support system. We were there to just cheer them on and to be excited with them and encourage them along the way. And so I have no doubts that they're going to know exactly what they want to do. But I'm not pushing them to do anything. And there are a lot of people who don't agree with that. And they argue that, well, you got to at least, you know, encourage them to finish their degrees, because they really need, you know, to have a degree. I'm going to share something here in a moment. Something I read on LinkedIn the other day that really hit home for me. I'll have to pull it up while I'm talking to you, but it really hit home. And I think it's perfect for this topic. But back to what we're talking about, I'm not pushing them to do anything. And sometimes that's shunned upon by a lot of people, because our culture and our society expects you to have a degree. And I hear this all the time, that, you know, a associate's degree now is just like a high school diploma in the eyes of employers. A bachelor's is just like an associate's. A master's is just like a bachelor's. And you can keep going up the line of whatever credentials, but it's never going to be good enough. It'll never be what it used to be. It'll never be what it started as, because it just keeps depleting and diminishing as time goes on, and that should not be the case. And so when people ask me if they're going to start on their bachelor's right away, my response is, well, we'll see what they decide to do. And I get that, you know, that cocked head and that side eye of, well, what do you mean? We'll see what they're going to do, you know, because we should be encouraging them to do these things. And honestly, if you knew my girls, you would see in them and know that they are self-taught learners. They are YouTube learners. They're motivated to sit down and just learn whatever it is that they're interested in the moment. They can pull a song up on YouTube or on Pandora or whatever it is, whatever they listen on TikTok, it doesn't matter. They can pull a song up and listen to it and figure it out on the piano. They can figure it and then go over to the flute or the saxophone and just figure it out. I don't know how they do it. They obviously have their daddy's gift. They have, they learn by ear with music, something that I cannot do. They're amazing artists and animators. And I see these things in them and I think nobody taught them to do that except for their willingness and desire to watch somebody else do it, right? Just watch and actually do it. And they're able to do it. And it's not perfect the first time, but they continue to practice. They continue to learn. They continue to grow in those areas. That is the way that we need to be encouraging our children. Get inspired. Get excited about what you're doing. Because if in the future, one of my daughters comes and says, well, you know what, I think I do want to go back and take some more courses. I think I do want to enroll in that program because I think it's going to help me. Then I can look at them and say, okay, if that's what you really want to do. Oh my goodness, I don't know if you can hear the thunder that just boomed right now, but it is pouring down outside. It just kind of startled me for a minute. That's why I love these podcast episodes, because it's just raw and in the moment. You will never hear me reading off of a script. We're just talking. And so, but if one of them came and told me that, I'd be like, okay, great, because she decided to do it. She realized what it is that she's going to need in her life to help push her in the next level, in the next season, the next journey, the next part of her learning. If the other one came up and said, you know what, I found this really cool, workplace. They have an internship program or they have an apprenticeship. And I think I want to go and join that. Or they have a 12-week boot camp. I think I want to go and take those classes. Or there's this really, really a great person that I met who is offering to take me under their wing, hire me, and allow me to work alongside them so that I can learn the process of whatever it is that this job entails. And I really think I want to do that. And it would be our position to encourage them. Because they got excited about something. They're ready to move now. They're ready to do these things. Now, while I'm sharing this with you, I pulled up this post that I wanted to read to you that goes along with what I'm talking about. And so it says, this was shared by Timothy R. Moo on LinkedIn. I always try to give credit where I found it, in case you want to look the person up. But Timothy Armoo, A-R-M-O-O. And it says, fancy degrees do not equal great employees. All I had to do was read the first line. And I knew I would love this post. Because it's all we ever hear. Well, what degree do you have? Or if you're looking for jobs, that's all you're going to see is, must have at least an associate's, preferred bachelor's, they're always looking for that first and not looking at the actual person, their experience and their character. So let me get back to this and then we'll jump back on there. So it says, fancy degrees do not equal great employees. This should be nailed to the front door of every office in the world. I can't tell you the number of people I hired because they were determined, passionate, collaborative, and just incredible at figuring things out. Almost none of the people who fit this criteria had degrees, yet all of them were top performers in their roles. So next time your team is looking to hire someone or someone mentions degree as a requirement, stand up for degreeless people out there. They might just be better than you ever realized. And so I reshared that because that's my heart. If I read something and I am straight in agreement and alignment with it, I'll go ahead and repost it. But this one was hit really close to home. Because in everything that I've done in my entire life, and this is why we don't harp on the girls to have to get a degree. Everything that we have ever done in our life has not been because of the degrees that we have. My husband has an associate's and a bachelor's in communications. but his heart is in music, in ministry, in education. You know, I started teaching straight out of high school for a charter school that was opening, one of the first charters that was opening in Texas when charters were brand new. And it was connected to our church. Really wonderful woman, Dr. Britton, who started this thing. And she asked me if I wanted to be a PE coach and come on and work for the school. That was my first job. I had just graduated high school. I had never had a job before. And she asked if I wanted to be a teacher. A PE coach, yes, but a teacher. Why? Because I'm teaching those children. And okay, sorry about that interruption. We are back. There is a major storm going on outside. Electricity has gone on and off several times. And this is a wonderful thing about podcasting from your phone, because if you lose electricity, you're not going to lose where you were recording at. So thank goodness for the Podbean app and for my cell phone that is still charged. So the sounds that you heard right before we went off was electricity came back on, and all of the music and whatever movies and stuff we were watching before just started blasting. So we are back. So talking about teaching, I had never done it before. All I was told was, as long as you have lesson plans and we'll help you write those, we have training for it, and just have activities ready for the kids. And all you have to do is be in the process of going to school. It was a charter, much like a private school, so you weren't required to have teacher certification yet, but in taking classes at the local college, community college, it would allow you to have some classes under your belt in case any of the laws, you know, all of a sudden changed and you needed to show some type of class participation or degree program or whatever it was. And so I was able to begin coaching that year. The following year, now mind you, I'm only 18, going on 19. And the following year, I became the art teacher. And I taught art for the next 5 years, and I absolutely loved it. I didn't have a degree, y'all. I didn't have a teaching certification. I didn't have any of that. I had a high school diploma, yet God still opened the doors to use whatever gifts and talents that I had and whatever determination to do these things, because it was part of my heart and my purpose, not because of a program that I completed. It wasn't until after that I decided I wanted to stop teaching, whether it be for a little bit or for good. But I wanted to be able to go to school to learn about graphic design. And there was a program, a new school that had just opened. And so I signed up and I went through the 18-month program and I received my associate's in graphic design. And after that, I went into business for myself. You know, we formed a LLC. My husband did music production. He would, you know, put music tracks together for people. He worked for the church as well at the same time, but he would do musical tracks for different recordings and different recording artists. And I would do graphic design, you know, for some of the businesses that were just starting, do their business logos and other things that they needed, more print stuff, not web design. And I did that for a while until I got tired of it. So from there, we went back into ministry. We served in the church for a while. And when we moved to Florida, I decided just to stay home. Let me just stay home. Spend more time with the girls because they were in elementary school now. And I spent every year of their elementary just serving. Just giving and doing as much as I could. You know, while still thinking about the business, figuring out what direction we wanted to go. And so we started focusing on education and creativity in the classroom with an associate's degree, you know, forming our business and not worried about going back to school, not worried about how many classes I need to take and what else I need to do to prove to people that that I can do what I know I can do. And then when we moved, the girls were going into middle school, and I decided once again, I'm just going to stay at home and we're going to homeschool, because it was something that had been on their mind. They asked about it and we're like, sure, let's go ahead and try this out. And if you don't like it, we'll go back to traditional school. And they have loved every moment of it. up until now, and they graduated early, and they finished with their associate degree at the time that they should be graduating high school. And I'm so proud of them for sticking in there and finishing. It was not the focus to have a degree under their belt, but it was the opportunity that was given to them, that it was free tuition, free schooling, or paid for tuition, paid in full, through the program that we have here in our area. And they were able to attend college and finish with absolutely no debt, no student loans, nothing. And when God gives you opportunities like that, and He opens the door, you jump on them. Because the degree is not what's at the forefront of their mind. The experience and the training that they received from those college professors is what's more important. They have learned so much from several of their professors, and they've also experienced a lot of professors, maybe half of them, that didn't have a passion and a heart for what they were teaching. That is the bigger lesson that is learned right there, is that you can go to traditional school, you can go to university, you can work hard for that degree, but you're still going to have individuals teaching you that don't have a passion for what they're doing. And it shows. A lot of teachers were non-existent. They didn't even show up. And that's not speaking bad about the college, because the college is a wonderful college to go to. And the teachers that were there and the full-time staff are amazing. But you're always going to have those few. And so the memories and the rewards and everything that the girls are going to remember from this experience is not the, oh, I have a associate's degree now, I can put this on my resume. It's going to be the experience, the things that they learned that they probably wouldn't have learned for a while if they hadn't gone and attended and been able to experience this from these individuals. At some point, they would have picked it up. They would have figured it out. God would have put them down another path and opened another door. But we can look at the blessing in it. And so this takes me to the second part of this episode. You know, we're talking about the path. We're talking about the degrees. I read you the post about fancy degrees do not equal great employees. Now, there are some that have gone to school and they put their whole heart into it, and they are amazing, brilliant, smart. They soaked everything in. And I'm sure they could have done it on their own too. But they knew how to grab hold of that and use it. But there are a lot of people out there that maybe couldn't afford college, maybe didn't have the same opportunity, maybe they didn't learn about it till later on in life, or realize how much it could have helped them in their path. And so they had to take a different road. They had to find other ways to gain that experience of what it is that they want to do in life. And they found it. You know, they found someone to train them. They found someone to sit up under. They found someone who could call them their intern, their apprentice, their whatever it was. And their passion is what drove them to learn in these other ways. They found YouTube. They found TikTok. I am amazed at the things that my daughters tell me that they've learned on TikTok. I'm like, how do you know that? And it's because there was some type of informational video, you know, that was talking about how to clean certain surfaces or how to get your laundry whiter or whatever. It's just amazing the things, the tips, the tricks that we learn on social media, not just TikTok. That's just one of the bigger ones right now, but on social media as a whole. We learn everywhere in every way. So here's the second part, is that I teach my daughters, my husband teaches our daughters, to add value wherever you go, but to also go where you are valued. And I want you to hear that. We have to remember to add value wherever we go, but to also go where we are valued. And I'm going to be very bold in making this statement right now, because just this past week, and I probably shouldn't share this, but I will, because I'm always going to be open and honest. And my whole thing is, if somebody listens to this that was a part of this, what I'm about to share, maybe they'll learn something about my heart. Maybe they'll learn something about me. Maybe they'll learn something about themselves. But I had two instances this week. One, where someone spoke to me as if I were a child. And two, where someone spoke to me as if I were a dog. Both very much part of their character, very much part of what I see on a daily basis. The way these individuals talk, the way that they address people. One more than the other, it breaks my heart. It really does, because I see it consistently all the time. And I know that's just part of this person's character or upbringing, or just, as people would say, just the way that they are. But it doesn't sit well with me. And so when I hear it, I cringe. You know, I sit and I'm like, oh gosh, you know, how can you respond to somebody who is speaking to you that way? And then that individual spoke to me that way this week, this past week. And I just stood there and I just stared. Whatever was being told of me that made me feel like a dog, I just stood there and stared. I did not act on what they were telling me to do. I just stood there and stared. And I think they realized that I was not going to take the command and do what I was told. Not being insubordinate, not at all, because it had nothing to do with work or assignments. It was totally, completely off from that. But it was just the whole idea that they felt that it was okay to talk to anybody like that. And I let the moment just end, and I didn't say another word about it. Now, when I come on this podcast, this is my place. This is my safe place. I can talk about it. I don't ever mention names. I don't ever give details, because I'm not that type of person. But I will use it as an example to help others. And so my whole position was not to snap back at the person, was not to tell them they were wrong, but was to just be as respectful as possible, keep my mouth shut, and continue to be the example of God. Be the example of love, be the example of patience, just be the example. Because I could have snapped back. And there's quite a few people that I know that would have snapped back and would have called that person out and would have made a big old stink and a fuss in that moment. But I didn't. And I think sometimes it gets to me because I teach the girls, and my husband teaches the girls, to add value everywhere that you go, but to go where you are valued. And there are many moments in my life where I don't feel valued or appreciated. And I'm sure everybody listening to this can relate in some way or another, even if it's just a moment out of an entire day where you're like, wow, that really just hurt, or that just frustrated me, whatever the feelings were. And so I think we teach them to go where they are valued. And I'm sitting here having to think and process something that just happened where I didn't feel valued. What can I do to turn that around? What can I do to continue to add value so that I can be an example to others that are around me that see this happening and they see the way that I responded? Or the way that I did not respond, I guess is a better way to say it. To be able to walk away from that and know that I am not who they think I am. You know, and a lot of times, individuals will go and try to pour their heart out and their gifts and their talents and everything that they have, and they're adding value in every way possible, and they're not being shown appreciation and value back. They are not being valued. All the value they're putting forth, and they are not being valued. And it's sad to see. And a big part of our business, our ministry, people call it a business tree. It's a new word I've been hearing a lot lately. Just because of the groups that we are a part of, you know, a lot of them are business and ministry. But a big part of what we do is we remind people to show love and appreciation for their employees. Show kindness. Show respect. They are not beneath you. They are right alongside you. You may hold many more credentials that got you to the position where you're at. You may hold a lot more experience that got you to the position that you are at. But it doesn't mean that your employees, your team members, the people beneath you are beneath you. The people that fall in line underneath you as your team or the structure, I should say, that the company has them in, you know, business owner, supervisor, manager, employee. It doesn't mean that that employee is any less than the supervisor. In fact, they may have a lot more experience, a lot more knowledge and wisdom than you do. But we'll never know it because nobody ever gives them a chance. And so it's not to say that every leader, every manager, supervisor, business owner is that way. But there are a lot of companies that are suffering, a lot of businesses that struggle to keep good people in their business, part of their team, because they don't know how to love and show appreciation and show that they value that person. Now, I go where God tells me to go. So it doesn't matter how many times someone doesn't value me, because I know that a lot of times things in my life, the majority of the places that I've been, that I've worked, that I've been a part of, the businesses that we have, they all have their season. And so I can walk in to that atmosphere. I can walk into that issue or that situation, and I can walk out still with my head held high, knowing that God has me there for a reason. And I'm going to continue to do what he has instructed and called me to do, regardless of what you think of me. Now, if we could get more people to think that way of themselves and know who they are in God, then they wouldn't worry about it either. But it doesn't give an excuse for the way that our employees these days are treated. And so I want to leave that right there. I love leaving these conversations open-ended because these are just my thoughts. And I leave them open so that those who hear this message will begin to think about it. And what we do is we reflect and we look at ourselves first. We look at who we are as leaders, business owners, managers, supervisors, whatever title you hold. We must always look at ourselves first and see what inside of us needs to change before we start looking and pointing fingers at those that are on our team, that are there to help us, that are there to serve with us. Not serve us, serve with us. What do we need to do to help them to grow and be able to do their job with more passion, with more fire, with more excitement? All these things that I share with you, we teach our daughters, and our youth needs to learn the same message as well. As they're entering the workforce and as they're coming to a point of understanding what it is that they want to do with the rest of their life, what is their purpose? What are they called to do? They need to learn the same message. Everywhere that you go, add value. but go where you are valued. So that is it for me today, you guys. Thank you for putting up with all of the interruptions on this message, because, I mean, on this podcast, because the electricity like literally went out like 3 or 4 times. It's still off right now. So thank God for the cell phone and the app, and hopefully I can get this saved and downloaded and then uploaded for y'all. So have a wonderful evening. I'm so glad to be back. I hope y'all didn't think I was gone forever. It's been a month and a half, but life happens. And I'm just so grateful for the time that we shared with family, celebrating Mom Mahone and celebrating the girls, you know, and their accomplishments. So I will talk to you hopefully next week. I'm going to try to start making this an every week episode lineup again. So let's see how quickly I can get back into the flow. So, all right. Well, you guys have a wonderful night. Be blessed, and we will talk soon. Bye-bye.